great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There's still a lot we don't know about the female menstrual cycle. In fact, last week, we revealed that menstrual products like tampons aren't even tested using menstrual blood, which has led to inaccurate absorbency claims. Dr. Sarah Nasseri has been working to close this research gap. She's the CEO and founder of Quinn, a biotech company that's the first service to use a woman's period as a non-invasive blood test. And though Nasseri's proven that it's not the waste product science has always believed, she says the topic of menstrual blood is still considered taboo and shameful in many parts of the world.
Because it's been sort of regarded as a waste product, I don't think for some reason it just hasn't been top of mind that this is blood and it could have tremendous value for patients and really help make healthcare accessible to women. And so I have asked myself many times, why has this not happened before? As a woman, as a doctor, it shocks me even now, having sort of been involved with this for, you know, about 10 years. It still today shocks me, and I get almost goosebumps just thinking about it, that it is just unacceptable, frankly, that it hasn't been looked at. You know, it took so long to really start understanding this very basic part of women biology.
Quinn's latest product, the Q-Pad, is the first and only FDA-cleared menstrual pad that collects blood for lab testing. It's a needle-free way of managing health that removes common barriers to healthcare.
We hear a lot of women wanting to take control of their health. I want to know what's going on in my body. I don't want to have to ask permission. Maybe certain parts of the population feeling to some extent overlooked by the medical community, and they want to be able to sort of do it on their own terms. And that's a patient group or a particular group of women that I think really are excited about this opportunity because they can do it themselves. There's no having to go down and convince a doctor that I am tired. I really want to know my iron level. They can sort of monitor some of these things on their own.
The process is simple. Wear the Q-Pad for 2 to 4 hours during your period, pull out the collection strip hidden in the center of the pad, and send it off to the lab. No need to schedule an appointment or interrupt your day. The pad is currently FDA cleared for hemoglobin A1C testing, which measures your average blood sugar. It's a common test used to diagnose and manage type 1 and 2 diabetes. And though Nasseri's product is up and running, it had a rocky start. In fact, the idea for the Q-Pad didn't come until after Nasseri had done research on menstrual blood in general, since there was such little research on the fluid. Scientists were still asking the question, is period blood actual blood?
We were starting from the basics, right? It was very much level one, a level zero, maybe even level minus 10, asking those basic questions to even understand what is the composition, let alone how does it actually have clinical value for patients and how can it be valuable for patients? And I think that part of the question only started much later, frankly, like the very first part of getting into this area of women's health was really the fundamentals. There is just a massive gap in the data when it comes to, I would say, fairly basic women's health issues or even fairly basic women's biology, female biology.
The obstacles weren't just in the lack of prior information. When Nasseri and her team were working to get a grant for the initial research, a chief scientific officer remarked that he didn't believe it was possible to get health information from menstrual blood.
You know, it was the first time that I was like, you know, this is not about opinion or religion, right? It's not about believing. It's about the data, and the data is there. And it's showing that there is value and that we can find very specific biomarkers that we would monitor anyways, and now doing it in a way that is so non-invasive.
And yet, the team continued to find pushback at each turn. The culturally ingrained idea that menstruation is dirty or gross was evident even in laboratory settings.
Early on, laboratories were difficult. Even big laboratories that you would think research laboratories at very innovative areas of the world. I had a colleague who was doing research in feces. And I remember sharing that I was going to go do this research and sort of this colleague looking at me and literally saying, that's gross. And I was like, you work with feces every day. What are you talking about? You know, one lab was very worried that this would like dirty up their machines or ruin their machines and stuff like that. We were starting from ground zero.
The team realized that in order to truly achieve what they set out to, they need to have full control over their own space. And so they ended up building their own lab. Through her research, Nasseri was able to finally answer the question once and for all that period blood is, in fact, real blood. Since it also includes endometrial tissue and vaginal fluid, it's not exactly the same as the rest of the blood in our bodies, but Nasseri believes those differences make it possible to detect biomarkers that blood from a vein cannot.
Hemoglobin A1C is the biomarker that is available right now. Then there's other areas such as looking at something like cervical cancer screening, where you cannot get that from a venous blood draw. You'd have to go in, do the pap smear, you collect some sample from your cervix, and we run testing on that. And of course, what's really exciting is to see that we are actually able to monitor and screen for cervical cancer very accurately with the QPAD. We are only scratching the surface of what's possible. We've looked at the inflammatory profile of menstrual blood, and we're seeing some very interesting things there in terms of, could this be helpful in diagnosing endometriosis, fibroids, and stuff like that, still in the early stages of these kinds of areas of women's health. But I would say there's just so much that this bodily fluid can tell us about our reproductive organs.
Nasseri's research has begun to change the conversation around menstruation. The bodily fluid that's long been thought to hold no value at all may just be the best way for women to monitor their health.
The hope behind Quinn is that we can help make healthcare accessible to women. And this is just such an accessible bodily fluid. It comes every month. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to prick your finger. You don't have to handle anything. It's very basic, very simple, right? When we do usability studies, which of course is a big part of what we do, and one of the big feedbacks that we received from women were, I know how to use the QPAD. I mean, I know how to use menstrual pad. I've been collecting my menstrual blood for many years. It's not sort of unknown. I think that's the beauty of the product, is that this medical device, if you will, is really that it's so simple. One patient that had reported back that what she loved about it was that it was passive collection. I don't have to do anything. It comes whether I want it or not, frankly, right? And I think that really can open up for healthcare accessibility, not just in the US, but also on a global scale.
Nasseri hopes it will also change how women think about their monthly periods.
Hopefully the next generation will look at this event that happens as an opportunity, as something that we have as women or females that, you know, is a window into our health that we get every month that frankly males don't have. And that's an exciting way to look at it, rather than I'm having my period and it's maybe not so positively viewed. And I hope this hopefully can change that conversation a little bit.
You can find more information about Dr. Sarah Nasseri and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Greg Johnson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
Some people think Taco Bell is only for late night. But if that was the case, it wouldn't be open all day. That'd be horrible management. It's also for daytime, which is why Taco Bell's introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu. With new Cantina Chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla, with seasoned slurries to chicken, and even a new avocado verde salsa packet. You should try it today. Emphasizing that word so you don't forget that it's not just for late night.
Introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu, Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for participation which varies.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
When you have lawmakers that create systematic policies that are really only set up to favor people with deep pockets, then you have the rise of corporate industry taking over.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over. And if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard to reach places with the Swiffer duster. Love it or your money back.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt.
Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me."
Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Medical notes this week. Is intermittent fasting as beneficial as we think? A new study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine shows results that contradict the popularized benefits of time-restricted eating. It found that the time people ate meals doesn't matter for weight loss. Instead, the researchers believe the benefit of this fasting comes from consuming less calories overall due to a restricted feeding window. However, the scientists believe intermittent fasting could be beneficial for people who don't want to count calories. Why older adults should take caution this summer. As the heat index continues to rise across the country, scientists are seeing more damage to vital organs caused by heat stress. A mice study published in Scientific Reports shows that extreme heat has a negative impact at a molecular level, which can lead to cognitive decline and worsen age-related diseases. The researchers hope this information can increase precise interventions for older adults before it becomes an epidemic. We now have better drug tests. A new fentanyl sensor is more sensitive than any other electromechanical device available, according to research published in the journal Small. Fentanyl is one of the main reasons of overdose deaths in the U.S. and is often hidden in other drugs without the consumer's knowledge. This new portable sensor can tell the difference between fentanyl and other opioids with a 91% success rate. And finally, are parents too trusting of virtual reality? As the rates of VR use rises in kids, a new study finds that many parents don't recognize the security and privacy risks they're exposed to. In fact, very few parents are actively addressing the concerns by using built-in parental controls. Many are worried about developmental and physical issues like eyesight, but aren't concerned with data surveillance or collection by the app developers. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Shel Lustig.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
Building AI systems is like having kids. You want your kids to be smarter than you are. You want your kids to be more successful than you are. And at the end of the day, you want your kids not to kill you.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content. And tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
Get broken hearts lie all around. something you said. I just died in your arms tonight.
Is 103.1 FM.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin.
in. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Walk 500 more. It's the feet of man who walks up
103.1 FM.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a little bit of patchy fog. Otherwise, we should see mostly sunny skies today as highs warm to the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. And the winds will be light. Now, there will be more clouds on the way for Sunday night. Showers and storms roll in, lows near 60. It's 50 at our studios.
80s, 90s, and more. 103.1 FM.
I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals. I'm breaking in, shaping up, then checking out on the prison bus. This is it, the apocalypse. Whoa. I'm waking up, I feel it in my bones. Enough to make my system. Same as it ever was. We're dissolving.
103.1 FM sounds like this.
Trying to smile, but the air is so heavy and dry. still don't know what to do. I hope that they're not laughing too loud when they hear me talking like this to you. That's when I spoke.
'90s and more?
You found it.
This is 103.1 FM. FM.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a little bit of patchy fog. Otherwise, we should see mostly sunny skies today as highs warm to the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. And the winds will be light. Now, there will be more clouds on the way for Sunday night. Showers and storms roll in, lows near 60. It's 50 at our studios.